is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The FBI says yesterday's deadly shooting at an ICE field office in Dallas was an act of targeted violence. Officials say the gunman fired from a rooftop nearby, killing a detainee in a van outside, leaving two others in critical condition before shooting and killing himself. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
There was no way he could have known detainees were in that vehicle. He was just indiscriminately shooting, hoping to cause some carnage and mayhem.
CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Dallas.
As for it as an official investigative motive, they have not said, but they're pointing and kind of showing the anti-ICE message written on the bullet as an indication.
With just a few days left, federal prosecutors in Virginia are making a decision on whether to comply with a demand from President Trump to indict former FBI Director James Comey. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Multiple sources tell CBS News prosecutors are considering bringing a case against Comey before a grand jury.
We have to act fast. If they're not guilty, that's fine.
Any charges unclear, but Trump allies have accused Comey of lying to Congress 5 years ago when he testified about the origins of the FBI's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election.
The statute of limitations in the case runs out next Tuesday. President Trump's ready to save TikTok. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
A White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today indicating a deal to divest TikTok's U.S. operations from its Chinese owner does meet the requirements set out in a 2024 law. Investors include Oracle and Silver Lake. ByteDance, the current owner, will hold less than 20% of the stock of the new company.
Oracle's owner Larry Ellison is the father of Paramount Skydance CEO David Ellison. Paramount Skydance is CBS's parent company. The first wrongful death suit's been filed in the deadly mid-air collision between a U.S. Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger plane in Washington, D.C. in January. Attorney Brian Alexander represents the family of one of the 67 people killed.
The primary duty of an air traffic controller is to separate traffic and to avoid mid-air collisions. In this particular case, they completely failed to meet that responsibility.
NTSB found the chopper was flying higher than it was supposed to. A rare bacteria is making the rounds in the South, has taken more lives. CBS's Katie Weiss.
In Louisiana, five people have already died this summer as a result of this flesh-eating bacteria. In fact, two of those people died as a result of eating oysters contaminated with this bacteria.
Dow futures are up 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A battery blaze nearly became a big disaster for a Racine waste crew. A driver this week spotted smoke coming from the back of his garbage truck, and he had to dump his load before the flames could flare up. The fire department confirmed that a lithium-ion battery tossed in the trash sparked the scare. The city is reminding everyone that batteries belong in special disposal sites, not garbage carts. More spending is what we need. That's the pitch from Racine's Trevor Young, who's running for the newly redrawn 21st State Senate District seat. Current State Senator Van Wongard hasn't said if he plans on running again. In an interview on the Don Rosen Show, Young says he's tired of the old cut, cut, cut approach to budgets.
You know, you've got for almost, you know, over a decade now, this philosophy that says if we, you know, engage in austerity and we cut, 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 that, you know, we'll rise to the top. And that lab test has shown to not work.
The current Racine Transit director points to shrinking support for local communities and schools and says Wisconsin has dropped to 27th nationally for education spending. Young says he wants to put more resources into neighborhoods, working families, and public services. When Young announced, State Senator Wongard said that Young would vote in lockstep with everything the Democrats stand for, from raising taxes to allowing boys and girls locker rooms. You can hear that full interview with Young at WRJN.com. Cell phones may become a bigger issue in Racine schools as a board member pushes for a ban during school hours. Go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. They did a community poll that showed strong support for phone-free school zones. Racine Unified currently restricts phone use during class but does allow approved exceptions. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? I caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I live in Los Angeles now. You think it's like really glamorous there, but here's what happens in Los Angeles. You'll be at a bar and you'll see the most gorgeous girl walk in, and she'll be carrying a $1,200 handbag, gorgeous face, and she'll be like, "Can I have a vodka tonic?" And then they do this like false sincerity thing. Thank you so much. Isn't that the same as being rude?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
When I see my baby, what do I see? She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, dancing close to me. A flower of devotion, a swaying gracefully. Oh, 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 oh.
there's nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. All that I adore. No number nine love potion could make me love her more. Oh, 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 oh.
Johnny Tillotson, Poetry in Motion, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A pleasant good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, make it 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Looking for sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Isn't that nice? High 71 today, clear, lows 58 tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and Friday, as a matter of fact, highs in the upper 70s. That's nice. I love it. Partly cloudy. It's a beautiful morning, 59 degrees at Radio Park. We must have had rain last night because everything was wet when I left. I didn't know it rained. Anyway, good morning. We have Denise Lockwood coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN from Racine County. Last night, you said lots to talk about. So we'll be chatting with Denise Lockwood a little after 7. Also a little after 7, we've got another keyword in our multi-state text-to-win contest at WRJN. Your chance today to win some cash, $200 in gold jewelry, and be in the running for that grand prize, football time. Yep, Green Bay and Minnesota playing up in Green Bay. We'll give you tickets, club-level seats, if you win the grand prize. And we'll also throw in a gas card. We'll pay for the gas. How do you like that? All right, that's all coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Download the Civic Media app in the meantime. It's free at the App Store, wherever you get your apps. WRJN.com's got it. Download it. Takes a few seconds. And then look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on it. And at the bottom, I'll give you the keyword to text a little after 7 o'clock this morning. I'll tell you how to get some bonus text in there as well. Yeah, it's all coming up here at WRJN. But first, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here's J.J. Jackson, but it's all right.
You don't know how I feel. You never know how I feel. Oh, when I needed you to come around, you always tried to bring me down. Oh, boy, I know, girl. Believe me when I say that you are sure to show they're gonna be good, but it's all right.
Jackson, but it's all right. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, I watch these YouTube videos about guys who film with cameras on the public sidewalk and people get upset. They said, you can't take my picture with the camera. But you can, because you know, there's no expectation of privacy in public. And the guys who with the cameras, these First Amendment auditors, are always saying, well, there's a lot of cameras around. And people said, I don't see any. Well, listen to this. A new study found the average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times a week or 34 times a day. Stop picking your nose because it'll be on camera, I guess. That includes 160 times while driving, 40 times at work, 24 times while shopping, and 14 times in your own neighborhood. They say soon there'll be about 1 billion live security cameras worldwide, including up to 180 million in the U.S. I have one word of advice for you. Smile.
Brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey. Because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue.
And every
membership
morning
required, insured by NCUA.
I'm sorry. Every morning on WRJN, the morning show is brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. How does this possibly happen? A guy in India needed surgery after he somewhat swallowed his toothbrush while he was brushing his teeth. The whole toothbrush right down his gullet. Now, I've been brushing my teeth since, you know, I first got my first tooth. And for some reason, I just never even came close to swallowing my toothbrush. How does something like that even happen?
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater. Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio Del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Bye-bye.
love Don and Phil Everly. Everly Boys, it's 625. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a mostly sunny day today with a high near 71. Clear tonight, lows 58. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 76. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Right now, it's partly cloudy. Looks like the sun is starting to come up a little bit now. 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. Got a survey here. They asked people if they'd rather give up various things for a month or give up their cell phone. As you can imagine, the average person would rather go without alcohol, coffee, or Netflix or social media, their significant other, and get this, they do without their pets than their smartphones. Whoa, we have to see a psychologist on this one, don't we? A little too addicted to your cell phone. Your significant other and your pets go bye-bye as long as you can keep your cell phone, eh? Solitary man, Neil Diamond.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Be a classic. Neil Diamond, Solitary Man, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 629. All right, here's a candy safety reminder with Halloween on the way. This is almost hard to believe. A guy in Boston died from eating too much black licorice. Took only a bag and a half a day for a few weeks to cause his heart to stop. Apparently, black licorice is filled with an acid that can throw your body out of whack if you eat too much. Now, I'm not a big licorice fan, but if I am, I eat the red licorice, which they didn't mention here. But wow, I guess you eat too much of anything. It's not good for you, huh? 6:30 now. Good morning. Let's check our local news and see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big state Senate race is shaping up in southeastern Wisconsin, where Racine's transit director is jumping in for the 21st district. Trevor Young says he wants to move past the personal insults that have taken over politics and get back to what really matters for families.
I think it's, getting there. And we just have to make a choice in this election to stop the nastiness. I think people are sick of the anger and divisiveness and the name calling. And instead of doing that, we should be spending our time talking to people about what's really important.
Young appeared on the Don Rosen Show and pledged to focus on jobs, education, and making life more affordable for everyone if elected. The district is more competitive after redistricting. Longtime Republican State Senator Van Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again for the seat. Wongard claims Young will back, quote, crazy liberal ideas and is more in line with voters in San Francisco, not Wisconsin. The 21st district now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. With one looming, our congressman says he wants to end them for good. First District Congressman Brian Stile is backing a bill that he says would keep federal agencies funded automatically until Congress passes a budget. The idea is to stop the cycle of back and forth and keep government services running without disruption. Stile says shutdowns erode public trust and distract from real work. Lawmakers face a federal funding deadline Tuesday. And a church on Ohio Street is where those in Racine's 9th District can get together and chat tonight. The alder for the area, Grace Allen, and the Racine Neighborhood Watch are hosting a community meeting at 6 at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection on Ohio. Topics include parking, speeding, and safety at Lockwood Park, or whatever the community wants to talk about. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
No artificial dyes. How can Wisconsin food manufacturers get around it? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One ice cream maker in Chautauqua never had artificial dyes. His story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Alan Kirshner from Kirshner Super Premium Ice Creams in Chautauqua has only been in business about a year. But from the very beginning, he decided they were not going to use artificial dyes at all.
We're the only ice cream shop in Wisconsin that has never used artificial dyes. So from the very beginning, that was before the national conversation on artificial dyes. We were doing it. We also don't use carrageenan. It's a kind of it's red seaweed. It's a cheap stabilizer that's virtually in almost all ice cream. That's why a lot of people, after they eat ice cream, after 20 minutes, their gut kind of irritates them. That may not necessarily be the dairy, but it typically is that carrageenan. We don't use that, so we're carrageenan free.
That's Alan Kirshner, owner, operator, and founder of Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. His dedication to a clean label on his Super Premium Ice Cream catapulted him to the grand champion spot of the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest in the category of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. He'll be in Madison at World Dairy Expo on Monday to receive the award for his peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And keeping it dairy, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association announced four exceptional dairy processors that have earned their inaugural Member Impact Awards. They include Organic Valley Crop Cooperative as Advocate of the Year, Masters Gallery Foods, the Employer of the Year, AgriPort Sustainable Stewardship Award, and Nasonville Dairy, the Culture of Excellence Award. Those awards will be presented October 21st. That's literally food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above-average highs in the 70s through the weekend. and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The worst guy to sing along with was Gordon Lightfoot. Man, I don't know if you remember this guy, but all his songs were identical.
He walked in the room and looked for the harm, and he said to the man, hubba hubba. He said to his friend, I woke from the pen.
I remember being 10 years old. I came home from school. My mom must have had the radio on all day because she's watching dishes. She goes, how was your day today, honey? Did you lose your lunch money? I hope you don't have any homework. The worst thing of all is when a song is in your head and you can't get rid of it. You ever do that? You're walking around. I had the name game stuck in my head once. Never set Awake to Music Radio to an oldie station, because 6:30 in the morning I heard Arnold, Arnold, Bo Barnold, Fonana, Fana, Fo Farnold, Fee, Fi, Mo Marnold. If the first two letters are ever the same, you drop them both and you say the name like Bob, Bob, but the B-O-O-B, or Fred. And you think it's gone after 5 hours, you wind up at a store later. It's like, hey, thanks, thanks, Bo Banks, Fonana, Fana, Fo Fanas.
It's 12:30. The Mamas and the Pop is local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN at 6:40. Looking for a mostly sunny day today with a high near 71. Right now, partly cloudy. Sun starting to come up, 59 degrees. right here at Radio Park. Don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock, you'll have your keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. Yeah, this is day number, let's see, one, two, three, four. Four, it's Thursday, four. Day four, we're giving away today $200 in gold jewelry. Someone's going to win that by the end of the day today in our multi-state contest. And you'll be in the running. Everyone's going to be in the running when you enter for our big grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. I think it's around November, around Thanksgiving-ish. And in addition, we're going to give you a gas card so you don't have to pay for the gas to get up to Green Bay. How do you like that, huh? That's our big grand prize. So here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app. Do it now so you don't forget and you're ready to go. Download the Civic Media app. And when you get it, whether it's the App Store, WRJN.com, you can download it everywhere. Look for the list of Civic Media stations. Click on WRJN. There'll be a blank space at the bottom for texting. And when I give you that keyword a little after 7 o'clock, type it in and send it off to us. And you'll be in the running. Now, you can get some bonus entries, too. You'll be receiving a message. And the message will say, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? A whole bunch of things. If you do, you get a bonus entry. How do you like that? We're just looking for ways to give stuff away. All right, the multi-state text to win contest coming up a little after 7. Also coming up a little after 7, Denise Lockwood, owner, founder of the Racine County Eye. She'll be here. She said she's got a lot to talk about. I know we're talking about the Wellness Expo coming up. She says a lot to talk about. All right, we'll find out a little after 7 o'clock here at WRJN. All right, gaining weight lately, are you? Well, September is the second fattest month of the year. Well, that explains a lot. December comes in first, and we lose the most weight in January. Well, I guess after you put it on, you got to lose it, huh? 642 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dion of the Belmonts, here's Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go. Must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager?
Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love, 644, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Do you wonder why your neighbors don't like you? All right. I don't know. Do your neighbors like you? If they don't like you, maybe this is why. It has something to do with the yards, back and front yards. They're tired of you blowing your leaves onto their property, picking their flowers when your sprinklers spray onto their stuff, letting your dog do his business in their yard and then not picking it up, and parking your car on your lawn instead of the driveway. You know, I see that. I'm not a big fan of that either. It kind of looks kind of, you know, crummy-ish. I don't know. There's a better word than that. But that may be why your neighbors don't like you. That's just a guess. 645 WRJN. Oh, got the Beach Boys on a Thursday morning. Dance, dance, dance.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Shake it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard on the floor.
Dance, 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 right there.
The beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 like a show of glass. I play it cool and it's slow and jump in when it's mad.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard on the floor.
Dance, 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 right there.
The floor's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
Dance, 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 yeah.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
Dance, 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 right there.
The floor's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. It's 6:47 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a mostly sunny day today. Going to be gorgeous. Highs near 71, and it's going to be like that right through the weekend. Tonight, clear, lows 58. Sunday, tomorrow, 76 the high. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the upper 70s right now. Partly cloudy. Sun's coming up, 59 degrees. Right here, right now at Radio Park. All right, I got some dating tips for you. These are, I guess, mainly for guys. All right, dating tips. You ready? You have to make an effort on the date. You probably won't find the right person while you're drunk, and don't look like a slob. And the person who wrote this said he told men to pluck their nose hair. Now, these are dating tips that were written 2,000 years ago by a poet in ancient Rome. And you know what? They still kind of apply today, don't they?
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Autumn has settled in the Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Way 1972, the year for that one. 6:53 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. A mostly sunny day on tap with a high near 71. A little bit of cloudiness now. Sun's coming up. 59 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget, a little after 7, we've got the keyword of the multi-state text to win contest coming up. If you didn't do so already, download the Civic Media app. Do it now, and it's free wherever you get your apps. WRJN.com or the App Store, wherever you get them. And also then, you'll see all the radio stations listed there, and you'll see WRJN. Click on it and get ready for that text to win keyword. I'm going to give it to you a little after 7. Also, Denise Lockwood's going to be with us a little after 7 o'clock this morning from Racine County. I said she's got a lot to talk about, so we'll find out, okay? Hey, a source claims, remember that viral couple who were caught on the Coldplay Jumbotron? They quoted they were just friends. Remember that? They said they had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. And someone replied, I'm sorry, but that wasn't just a friendly hug. He was hugging her from behind, and friends don't do that. All right. Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Pleasant Valley Sunday, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So a delivery guy in Texas called the cops after getting a suspicious order, which was supposed to go to a hotel. The cops later found a suspect with a hostage inside. Here's a lesson for you. Don't go to DoorDash and order your kidnapping supplies. It doesn't work. You shouldn't be doing it in the first place, okay? Here's Leslie Gore, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine. Wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. Sure to come your way.
Leslie Gore, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A possible government shutdown is less than a week away. If it happens and President Trump gets his wish, some federal workers will be gone for good.
Agencies usually furlough workers during shutdowns, not lay them off permanently. CBS News has obtained a memo from the White House Budget Office that tells agencies to consider reduction in force notices if no spending bill is passed by Tuesday's deadline. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's clear that Donald Trump and House Republicans and Senate Republicans are running scared.
Democrats are demanding a rollback of Medicaid cuts and an extension of health insurance tax credits. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With the clock ticking, sources tell CBS News the Justice Department is close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against a longtime nemesis of President Trump's. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there. Just days ago, she was a White House aide and Trump confidant and